Hey, welcome to Round Trip Death, everybody. I just got done interviewing Shanna Arnold, which is going to be the focus of the show today. And I wanted to bring up a couple of things. One is that she was in a horrible traffic accident and ended up with a traumatic brain injury. As you know, these things can affect one's speech and movements and a lot of other things physically and even mentally in some ways. But Shanna is just the sweetest thing. And her story isn't one that's all flashy that you're going to go yell at all your buddies going, wow, God came down and visited this lady and there was thunder and lightning and everything. No, it's just a brief, sweet story. The fact that there isn't a lot of explanation about it doesn't make it any less true or any less of something for us to learn from. So as you're listening, give Shanna some grace and look for what the takeaway is for you. It's probably going to be different for all of us. All right. Thank you. Let's jump right into it.
From the time that they pronounced me dead was a good 45 minutes.
They cut my clothes and then they paddled my heart because my heart had stopped. And I could see people screaming and crying, but I didn't realize that was actually my physical body because I was somewhere else.
The only thing that I could feel, if you could imagine, absolute love and peace. There wasn't anything else to be felt.
I was greeted by people I'd known in the past.
I'm back home again.
Incredibly safe and felt at home.
Welcome to Round Trip Death, everybody. And I have in front of me today Shanna Arnold, and we're so happy to meet you, Shanna. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. I'm Eric. How are you?
I'm great. I've been looking forward to our interview today. Before we jump into your near-death experience, tell us just a little bit about you. Who is Shanna?
I'm Shanna Arnold. I'm from Texas, and I am a mother to two little girls who are really outgoing and fun.
How old are they?
They are 13 and 8.
And you're in Lubbock, right?
Yes.
I'm trying to think which university is in Lubbock.
Texas Tech.
Okay. We'll be playing them in football this year.
Yes.
They're supposed to be good this year, but we're going to win anyway.
I don't think so.
And you've got a red shirt, so you must be a big fan.
Yes.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump back in time. I want to get right into your experience. There's a lot to talk about. We're going to go back to, I believe it's 2003, when you were in this horrible car crash. Would you just give us a little bit of lead up to it? I don't need a whole bunch of detail about where you were going, but how did you find yourself in this car and what time of day was it and what happened?
Okay. I was going to a football game with two of my friends. On our way home from the football game, it was around midnight or so. We came home in the car, and I had a feeling that I started off in the front seat with my seatbelt on. And then I had a feeling that I needed to move to the back seat. And you know, I didn't really obey the prompting at first. I was just like, okay.
I'm just going to interject. I saw a picture of the car that you sent me. And if you had been in the front seat, we wouldn't be talking right now.
No.
So you found yourself to the back seat, and then what happened?
I told the driver that my friend didn't have her seatbelt on, and she said, it's okay, we'll be home in a little bit. Don't worry about it, we'll be home. And so I struggled to put my seatbelt on, and then I just fell asleep, I guess. And then I woke up in the hospital 3.5 months later.
So a lot of what happened as far as the accident, people had to fill in for you, correct?
Yes, yes.
What have they told you what happened?
Well, see, at the time, I didn't even know I started high school yet. I thought I was still in junior high. That's how much time I lost. And I was in high school for actually 6 weeks. But I don't remember any those 6 weeks at all. They told me that I went to Monterey High School and that I was on the softball team, and I remember playing on the softball team when I was still in junior high. I played my freshman year. I went every day to the high school from junior high to play softball.
So what happened in the accident? What caused the accident?
My friend who's driving says that car's coming up close behind her really fast and that she's moving out of the way. But some people just assume she fell asleep at the wheel. So I don't know.
And then the car rolled?
Yes, the car flipped 4 times and ejected me and my best friend who's next to me out of the vehicle, and she was thrown 50 feet and I was thrown 150 feet. And my friend, the driver, Courtney, found my friend about 50 feet away from the car and she was pretty much gone and they couldn't find me at all. And so she called 911. She couldn't find her phone anywhere. So she said a prayer to find her shoes so she can find her phone. And then after she did that, she found her shoes. And in her right shoe was my mom's cell phone that flew out of my pocket and landed in her shoe. And that's how she called 911, yes.
Okay, you flew 150 feet and somehow the phone landed in her shoe.
So out of my pocket and landed in her shoe.
That's not a coincidence, is it?
No. Miracle.
Yeah, I like miracles. Even weird ones like that are cool. So how were your two friends?
Well, one unfortunately passed away. And the other, my friend who's a year older than me, who's driving, she walked away from the car accident.
Okay, so you were thrown 150 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So half a length of a football field.
Yes.
Could have been in any direction. How did they finally find you?
They found me through helicopter.
Wow. And what kind of shape were you in?
I broke my pelvis and everything. And I didn't have too many injuries to my face or anything, which was a shock. You know, I flew out of the car 150 feet. So you'd think they'd be more messed up, but I really wasn't.
But you had a traumatic brain injury, right?
Yes. That was the most severe thing that happened to me was my TBI.
Any broken bones?
I broke my pelvis and several other bones, like my legs or something. But it wasn't too bad, I don't think. But I was in a coma for 3.5 months, so I don't remember.
Sometimes that's a blessing, I guess, to not remember all the trauma. But man, that is a long time. And you were in the hospital overall for even a couple more months after that, right?
Yeah, for about 5.5 months. From the hospital, they sent me to a neurological rehab center in a different town, about 6 hours away, for another whole year after that.
Do you mind if I ask, we didn't talk about this before, but how did your parents deal with all this?
My parents were, my mom wrote me a journal. And in that journal, she wrote that my mom and dad were just shocked. You know, they're too numb to cry. And they're just so scared. And only in the hospital, they didn't know which hospital to go to. And so they're trying to get a hold of my softball coach. Anyways, they saw the Monterey bus, the school football bus. And so they followed them to tell them what happened. Then they decided to go to Covenant because that's where the helicopters land. At Covenant Hospital. And they got there and I just had just barely landed when they told my parents that I was there.
Yeah, wow. As a parent, I just can't imagine getting that phone call. All right. You had told me that you had some kind of a near-death experience. In other words, a time where you felt like you were out of your body in the spirit world. Would you jump into that now?
Yes. After the accident happened, I didn't know what had happened, you know. So I was walking with my best friend, my very best friend, who was next to me in the car. We were walking somewhere, and it was just kind of like a dark space. I didn't know what was around me. I couldn't see anything around me. I could just see her. And we were giving each other a hug over and over and over. We were both crying, and I said, I'll see you again. I'll do your work for you. And then that was the last thing I remember seeing. And then after the accident, after I woke up from a coma, people would tell me that Janelle had passed away. I said, no, she didn't. I argued with them No, I didn't think that she really passed away because, I mean, I just saw her. And not really realizing what had happened to me.
Did you see anybody else?
No, just her.
Where do you think you were? I mean, this could just be a dream, right? Or was it something more than that?
You know, I don't really know, actually, because we just were walking somewhere, like a hallway kind of, I guess. Not really a hallway, but like a dark space. And we were hugging each other. That's all I remember.
You don't remember any words that were expressed or anything else?
Oh, she said, well, I'll see you again. And I said, yes, I'll see you again.
Okay. What kind of feelings do you remember from that experience?
I was feeling scared because I didn't know where I was. But, you know, my best friend was with me. So I couldn't have been somewhere too bad. Yeah, we were just hugging each other. So it was a good experience.
And now that you've had time to reflect on it for a few years, what do you think it was? I don't want to try to put words in your mouth, but tell me what you think happened. What do you think this was?
I think we were at Heaven's Gate, I think, personally, that the Savior was not ready yet for me to come because I still have work to do here on earth. I married my convert husband. I introduced him to the gospel, married him, and brought two wonderful girls into this world.
Well, that's awesome. I'm glad you made the recovery. What has your life been like since? Has this changed anything in you?
Oh, yes. Tons, lots. Like I said, like I used to be an athlete, but I can no longer do sports or anything. I forgot how to do everything. I had to relearn everything. In the hospital, I was considered to be at a second grade reading level where I woke up from a coma. But after I did my rehab and stuff, I returned back to school and worked as hard as I could. And I graduated the following year with honors.
Well, that's awesome. So with the other people of your age?
Yes.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
How has this changed you personally, though, besides sports and things like that? Is Shanna the same person that she was back then?
No, I'm not. I think I have a closer relationship with my Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. I mean, before I thanked God for the talent he gave me for playing softball. Because I was, you know, a really good softball player. And so, and that talent came from him. And my dad was talking to me. And he said, be sure to think. He goes, do you know why you're so good? And I said, because I practice a lot. He goes, yes, but why are you so good, though? And I said, why, Dad? He said, who do you think gave you that talent? And I said, my Father and Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ gave me that talent. And he says, yes, be sure to thank him in all that you do. And so I was sure to thank him for the talent I had. Playing softball.
And how do you spread that message?
We should be thankful for all that God has given us.
Have you told your kids about this?
Yes. Multiple times.
How do they react to it?
Well, at first they were amazed, you know. But now that their few years have passed, then I don't know how my oldest daughter feels about it now. But they think that I'm pretty amazing, though, for still being here. Even though they argue with me a lot, but...
So I talk to a lot of people that have had, for lack of a better term, deeper near-death experiences. In other words, they remember a lot from the spirit world or heaven or however they describe it. And they come back with absolutely no fear of death at all. How about you?
Actually, I'm looking forward to death. I want to say that because after death, you know, I won't be living in this mortal body. My mortal body has been broken many times, and it's not the same as it was. I walk different, I talk different, I think differently, and I just miss the old me, you know? I want to go back to what I was.
What do you think it's going to be like after you die? Where are you going to go? What's it going to be like?
I'll have lots of friends, and I'll run up to them, and I'll actually run up to them and say how much I miss them.
Is there anything else that you'd like to tell our listeners?
I think you should treat others with kindness and respect, because you don't know what battles someone else faces. A lot of people in this world are suffering, and if you took the time to know someone's story before judging them, then you'll think a whole lot differently about them.
How about someone who may be struggling with the death of a loved one?
That there's a reuniting in death, that we'll be reunited again with those who have passed on before us.
A reunion of sorts.
Yes.
Last thing, what is it that you're looking forward to the most? Let me back up a sec, because I just want to make sure that people understand. When someone on this show says something like they're looking forward to death, it doesn't mean they're going to commit suicide today.
Yeah.
Please explain how you feel about that. In other words, I'm guessing what you would say is something along the lines of, I'm happy here and I'm loving my life, and it's going to be great to go to the spirit world someday. Whatever your thoughts are on a topic like that.
I do think my life here is great right now. It has some challenges and hardships in it, but I'm just looking forward to being reunited again with all those who have gone before me.
All right, Shanna, thank you for your time. I appreciate you being with me.
Thank you, Eric.
And say hi to your family, the hubby and the two girls.
Hi, Dane. Hi, Olivia. Hi, Riley. Love you guys.
Thanks again for listening and sharing this podcast. Don't forget to hit the follow or subscribe button and sign up for our newsletter at roundtripdeath.com. If you want to share your near-death experience, or if you have questions or comments about the show, send an email to eric@roundtripdeath.com. Until then, I wish you everything good that you're looking for in this life and the next.